Further history for Australia's all-conquering winter sport champions. The last time that two Aussies won at the same event was Britt Cox and Matt Graham, and it was a few years ago now, but at Deer Valley in Utah, Matt Graham's done it again, and Olympic gold medalist Jacara Anthony has been alongside him to pick up a golden double for the Aussies. It's a victory that seals her World Cup dominance. Jacara joins us from the United States. Fantastic news, Jacara, and thanks for joining us on what's a historic day personally and collectively for the Aussies.
Yeah, such an incredible day. Thanks for having me on.
We'll talk about your individual glory in a moment, but have you been able to celebrate with Matt? I mean, as Aussies, we see the two of you performing together, and it's a rare feat. Have you been able to catch up?
That was a really special moment, and it's pretty rare in sport. So to get to share that top step with Matt last night was phenomenal. Haven't been able to have too many celebrations yet, as we've still got another competition to go here tomorrow night, but I'm sure there will be some coming.
Yeah, it was back in 2017 when Matt was, along with Britt Cox, won that double. And now here in 2023, you as a reigning Olympic champion, Jacara, you've been able to continue your dominance. Firstly, just tell us about the run and the conditions.
The course here at Deer Valley, it's always a fair bit of a beast, and it really divides the field. You've got to be a pretty strong technical skier to get up and down that thing all night. So I was pretty happy to be able to put down three solid runs yesterday, especially stepping up every round with that final run being my best in the competition for the day. I was really proud of what we were able to achieve out there. And then Matt Graham as well, he was skiing phenomenally out there and absolutely dominated the men's field, which was so cool to see.
That's your fourth gold from five individual moguls events this season. I mean, your consistency is outstanding in a sport where things can go wrong so quickly. What do you put it down to?
Things can go wrong pretty quickly in moguls, and it's one of those sports where you have to perform every round. So to have come away with four wins out of five events and that other one finishing second place is pretty crazy way to have the season go. Still one more event to go in the single moguls and a few more in the dual moguls. But I think that comes down to the work myself and my team have put in around me over the years, getting me to a spot where I can perform so consistently at such a high level. It's always been a goal of ours, and it's all really starting to come together.
You're officially in that sporting place that no one really knows what it means or how you get there, but you're in it. You're in the zone. Jacara, you have been, what's it feel like when you're at the top of each run at the moment?
Oh, it's still always nerve-wracking being at the top of that run. You know, there's a lot of fear involved with the sport. I do think you're probably a little crazy if there is no fear in you when you're looking down those massive mogul runs. But yeah, just the same things, focusing on what it is that I need to do each and every run and trying to improve the little bits and pieces whenever I can.
Jacara Anthony with us after another wonderful performance individually, but alongside Matt Graham, who both picked up victories for themselves and Australia in Utah and Deer Valley. Now, Jacara, are we seeing that this is just a continuation of a competitor who showed us what you could do at the Olympics, or becoming an Olympic gold medalist, realizing your dreams in that regard, has it freed you up? Has it brought you to a new level in your competition?
I think it's definitely just a continuation of the competitor that you saw before at the Olympics and continue to see now. You know, there's been a lot of work put in over the years, a lot of processes formed, skills developed, and Olympic gold medal, as great as it is, it doesn't just automatically make you a better skier. So it's definitely a continuation of all those things that we've been working on and honing in on all those skills.
So can you compare the satisfaction of your consistency in a World Cup compared to getting it right at the Olympics? Very different demands, but you've been able to show us both.
Yeah, they are very different. The Olympics, it's one day every 4 years, and you need to have a lot of things come together on that day to get the performance that you want. And we were able to do that in Beijing, which was incredible. But the World Cup Tour is a whole nother beast. It's week after week. You have to be performing day in, day out, because at the end of the season, you accumulate all your points, and that determines the overall winner. So it's a whole nother ball game, that one.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Because it's probably tougher to do what you're doing at the moment, but doesn't have the same acclaim, or certainly broadly, as winning at the Olympics. How long have you been away from home, Jakara?
I've been away from home. That's a great question. It must be about a month and a half now. We were pretty fortunate to get to go home for Christmas at the end of 2022. So we did about 2 months overseas before Christmas, and we've done about a month and a half now, and the season runs through till mid-March, so still a little ways to go.
And you've got another competition in Deer Valley, and what's next after that?
Yeah, we've got a dual mogul event tomorrow night in Deer Valley. We head to Valmalenko in Italy for another dual mogul event, followed by World Championships in Georgia, which is going to be the big one for this season we're all looking forward to, and wrapping it up with the World Cup finals in Kazakhstan.
Okay, so yeah, still a fair bit of travel. How's your body feeling?
Yeah, body's feeling great. We've put in a lot of work in the off seasons to get as fit and strong as possible so that we can make it through the seasons. We know how grueling and demanding on the body they are, so putting in that prep work is really important to set us up so that I can do what I'm doing and have my body be okay like it is now.
Well, if that target's on your back, being the Olympic gold medalist, you're certainly handling it well. Is life different when you travel the world and everywhere you turn up, everyone knows your name, everyone knows you're the reigning Olympic champion?
It's definitely been different this year competing with a bit more of a target on my back as the reigning Olympic champion. And I also won the overall mogul Crystal Globe last year. So definitely a few little learning experiences this year coming into competitions with that, but it is a massive privilege and I'm definitely not taking it for granted.
So are you at the moment implementing any types of new tricks? I mean, this is always you speak to those type of athletes like gymnasts or divers, anything that involves an artistic element where you've got to go and nail what you know, but at the same time, you've got to grow in your artistic capability. So where are you at in that meeting place between nailing what you're doing and developing some new stuff?
Yeah, so still competing in the same trick packages last year, but that was a new trick package for me last year, and I was the only woman in the field competing the Cork 7 with a mute grab, and it's been pretty cool to see other chicks come out and do it this year. Everyone chasing me down, I'm sure. But I've been able to develop those skills a lot more than where they were at last year and continue to do so. And we'll see what the future holds for us.
Have I asked to give away trade secrets by sort of talking about what you're working on? Because, I mean, it's such a part of your sport, isn't it? We see it so often that if there's someone that can come and do something that no one else is doing, it pretty much puts them to the top of the pile straight away if they nail it.
Yeah, it is a tough one to implement new skills, and there's been a really big emphasis on pushing jumps in the women's field, and it's been phenomenal to see where that's gone. But I think it gets forgotten a bit of the time that in mogul skiing, our turns are actually worth 60% of the sport. So there's a lot of focus going into developing that as well. You've got to kind of spread your time across a lot of different skills, which is a bit tricky.
Yeah, well, it's a very well-made point. We look at the spectacular part, but very quickly, Jakara, you remind us of the core skill of skiing down those moguls, which, as you say, is still the bigger component. So have you had a chance to celebrate? You've got to compete again. How do you soak it all in and be disciplined at the same time?
That's something that comes with being an elite athlete. I think when you're going out there and you're trying to take that top spot, you're putting in everything you can. You're doing your recovery, getting your nutrition right, or your training, your mental preparation. So knowing that we have to back it up again with dual moguls tomorrow night, you kind of come in knowing that no matter what your result is on the single moguls, you're going to have to keep it pretty mellow till the event's all wrapped up.
And what are things looking like for the event tomorrow, Jakara? Obviously, your confidence is high, but what's the state of play there?
Dual Moguls is always a pretty spectacular event on the course here at Deer Valley. It's a very challenging course, big moguls, and everyone sends it to another level on Duels Day. So it's always a great one to watch and pretty tricky one to ski in. So we'll just have to go out and put down run after run and see where that gets me.
Well, your form's outstanding. Your performances speak for themselves, Jakara. Congratulations to you. Thank you for joining us. And if you could, when you catch up with Matt around the place, pass our congratulations on to him as well, because the individual performances are fantastic. But I think, you know, when there's a collective Aussie result which goes the way that it has done this weekend, and a very, very rare one at that, we're so proud. And well done. Good luck for Jules tomorrow and for the rest of the tour.
Thank you so much.